In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at
you. They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Gucci Galar, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be, you can watch on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, morning everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on a hump day!
Hump day?
Hello Leroy, how are you?
What's up?
Nah, you know.
Had to chase the Panthers around. Finally got them, and then they look out of sorts. They look out of sorts. They don't look like the Panthers that we've seen. And
well, I wonder why they got half their team.
Half their team is gone. Listen, I'm not.
And then Carter Verghese had to go have a kid. You know, be a responsible father. You know, be there for cherish the moments.
Listen, sometimes. The reasons they're not necessarily excuses. So I'm just saying, you know,
it's
they gotta have their team.
It's frustrating.
And they don't look the same.
It's frustrating. It's And look, like, you're only gonna catch. Aaron Ekblad said it yesterday. He's like, listen, Marchand was carrying us, and you're only gonna ride that lightning for so long because the guy was scoring like Wayne Gretzky and Ovechkin combined for the Cats. You know, they just don't have enough firepower right now. It's just, it is right. What it is. You know, they have nothing on the power play. The only goal yesterday was an incredible shorthanded goal by Rhino. And, you know, Bob, not a great first period, but really locked in, had a great rest of the game, basically kept it within reach. And they get another one. And I think the thing that's frustrating is Toronto hasn't been playing well. They lost to Calgary. I'm in the bottom of the Eastern Conference right now. But, you know, it's
kind of one of those things where at the end of this season, the regular season, you're going to just hope for health and getting there.
Right? Yeah.
And then have to just go from there.
Well, you're not getting. And the other thing is, like Paul said this, is like, look, we're not getting saved out of this thing anytime soon. Like, Lusty's right. Going to be back. They'll get Tkachuk back. It sounds like by the Winter Classic, they were saying yesterday is the hope. So we're still like a month away from getting Chucky back. That'll certainly be huge, but he's coming off of an injury. I don't expect him, you know, we saw him in the playoffs come. I don't know what to expect from him when he comes back, how right he'll be. I do think like, and I said this when this injury happened, it's so hard to lose Barkov. It's so hard to lose Alexander Barkov. He's the soul of the team. He's the mother bleeping captain. And while I think Tkachuk brought the attitude and the attitude change for the Cats, I think that bled all over the place, and I think you could kind of fill in his Tkachuk-ness of, like, those timely stuff. I think Marchand can bring a lot of that stuff. The way Barkov just plays the entire ice and does everything for everybody.
He's by himself.
The trickle down from everything. I just think it's such a hard thing to overcome. It's not impossible, and then it's especially a hard thing to overcome when then you add a Gadjevich is gone, a Kulikov is gone. Like, it just keeps chipping away, and you're bringing up kids from the Checkers, and you're like, hey, come on, you know, Devine, go do stuff for us. Samuskevich, be amazing already. You got to be like Lundell. You got to be amazing right now. Yeah. And, you know, so they're just, it's a tough spot they're in. It's a tough spot. It's frustrating. Like, but I think it's hard to get mad about it because it's like everybody understands it is what it is right now.
Right.
You know,
just hang in there, guys.
Like you have this crony, John Tortorella, up there yesterday. And he's like, I got to tell you, I'm really worried about Bob. Bob played so much hockey. And like, shut up. He didn't like you in Columbus, and I don't like you now. Oh, he's so old. He can't play this hockey. I used to get it with him. I said he worked out too much. Oh, yeah. Well, then who was right? Torts. I'm lashing out at him. I'm sorry, Tortorella.
Yeah.
Just don't have
I get it. It's frustrating.
Don't have a hockey team right now.
What's worse? Frustrating that you're not winning, or more frustrating that you know why you're losing and there's no, you know.
There's no quick fix.
Nothing that's going to happen anytime soon.
There's no quick fix. They got to be on point with everything, but it's like the power of the Panthers. Yes, they had amazing players. They have a Sacha Barkov, but then like the trickle down, just like we're talking about the lines that went for this team, and now it's like every one of them has had a chunk taken out of it. Every one of them. And you know, hasn't it happened that, you know, Swaggy's had a slow start to the year. Bennett had a slow start to the year. It took Rhino a little bit to get going, but nobody's really they haven't all been flowing together, you know,
right?
And so these
it seems like for the last 2.5-3 years, these guys have all been on the same page, all been working well together. And I just think there's too many missing parts to kind of get that groove.
Yeah. They put this up yesterday. They put up the Panthers injury report. Barkov, Tkachuk, Kulikov, Nosek, Gadjevich, Schwint, and Etu Lostarainen. And the only guy who's close is going to be Etu whenever he's done with his accident from the burns. And Tkachuk after those other guys aren't coming back anytime soon. They all got surgery.
Right.
So it's tough sledding right now. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. If I get the buttons up, I'm going to play a little Sergei Bobrovsky after the game yesterday. The Cats lose. This is what Bob had to say on the standings, where they're at right now.
You know, it doesn't really matter the standings at the moment. You know, we have to play our game and keep grinding the points. The points are most important for us. If we're gonna win every game, it doesn't matter where we're at the standing. We're gonna be there. You know, that's the approach. But we have to narrow our focus and just one shift at a time. You know, and build that and be resilient. No matter what the score is, we have to play our game.
You have to not only be focused, but you have to narrow your focus.
Yes. Well, the thing that sucks about that is I'm more than sure when he sees guys in front of him, if I asked him to name five of them, he might not be able to. Right? Well, like a lot of new guys, and so you want to stay focused, like he said, you want to narrow that focus, but that's easy to do with the guys you've been with for the last 3 or 4 years. It becomes more difficult when a guy comes up on Tuesday.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right? And so you got to keep, you know, also, plugging along and hopefully get them on the same page quickly. But you also have to keep in mind that you can't be too, you know, disappointed or hard because you know it's going to be a long trek to like maybe they pick it up quicker and maybe you get some kind of run going. But you also have to keep it back in your mind what is actually happening, what you're actually trying to do, who you're trying to do it with, and just keep, you know, and keep plodding along.
And the thing that's crazy, and I think people, you know, we don't even really talk about it because these guys are psychos, but like they reveal after the playoffs, like how many of these guys are playing like through crazy injuries as it was.
Right.
They've been through three Stanley Cup final runs. It's not just that they've won back to back. They've been to three, and it's a grind. And it's caught up with them. Like they've had pretty good injury luck outside of the Tkachuk thing, you know, and you know, some Ekblad suspensions, but other than that, They've had some pretty, now like, yeah, this is just one of them snake bit seasons right now. This is more a Bob on how they get back to it when he was talking to the great George Richards in the locker room.
We hear a lot from guys. There's some things we need to clean up again today. You got, or not again, but down 2-0, some defensive breakdowns. What do you guys need to clean up? Do you feel that? To help you guys kind of get out of this.
But it's never been smooth, you know? It's never been smooth. It's never been like we like dominate everybody 5-0, 6-0, you know? We were down, we were up. It's the hockey, you know? There's good teams against us, you know? There are good players and good hockey clubs, and it's the challenge, and again, we have to just be resilient and do our things.
Cats right now, 25 points, bottom of the East. Behind Buffalo. Oof. That's weird.
It, like, yeah, man, I get it. It's kind of one of those things where, and the thing that sucks about sports is when you've been on the run that they've been on for the last 3 years, you look at all the reasons why and go, all right, we understand. If they have been losing, then the same reasons, all valid, we totally go at differently. I guess the definition of what they're going through right now and how patient we've been is ring protection.
Cup protection.
Yeah. Cup protection.
Cup ring,
right?
Protection, yeah.
Because
I can't be mad at them. What are we going to do?
If you've been on a Stanley Cup 3 times in a row, you're more inclined to say, ah, my guys are tired. We banged up. We're whatever. If you haven't been there, if you haven't been there, you're like, we need some guys who can play.
Who's tired? The Chiefs. You see it. The Chiefs and the Panthers look the same.
Yeah, they're worn out, dude. And the Panthers,
they played a lot of football and a lot of hockey in the last, like, we talked about, you know, what's the amazing thing about it is, remember, LeBron went to, like, what, 9 straight finals?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so right? When you saw him.
That's why he always took that 2-week vacation.
That was smart. So when you saw him at the end of the finals, like, holding his knees, like, looking like an old man, yeah, he aged. He aged like 2 years in those postseason, those long runs.
He's played more basketball than a lot of folks simply from all the finals he went
Speaking
to.
Speaking of early injuries, by the way, the Warriors don't worry, guys. Jimmy will be good after Christmas.
Wait, Jimmy got hurt? Jimmy got hurt?
Hey!
After Christmas, I'm telling you.
No, wait. Jimmy got hurt yesterday?
He got a knee injury, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Sore knee.
Hold on. We're talking about injuries.
Hmm?
Leroy?
What?
I've never heard of an adductor injury before. But one Zion Williamson checked out in another 3 weeks because
Grade
of
two.
another adductor. He has suffered an adductor injury. I've heard of abductor.
I think I'm officially off the Zion thing.
But now I've heard.
Oh, really?
Adductor.
Really?
I'm out.
Really? Really, so, yeah. Tobin? Really? You waste more of our energy trying to talk you out of. Guys who don't never play but have talent.
It's been 10 games. He's already hurt his hamstring and his adductor. What the hell is an adductor? He said it was
in your inner thigh.
The hip connector.
It's in your inner thigh, buddy.
Right. But here's the crazy thing about those injuries. They're all attached to your core. So while we think it's a groin, that thing loops around and attaches to either inside, you know, or around to the hip. And when you hurt one of those, you can't move because it's your core. And so when you talk about all these core muscles, and there's a boatload of them, when you tweak one, it affects everything you do, from laughing to turning to running. And so, yeah, it's nagging.
I just like to know how you suffer that injury. That might not have been a basketball injury.
Too horny?
Oh, you think some hip thrust?
Well, we know. Listen, I mean, we've seen his his stuff play out in the public scope.
We've seen his his MO.
Right. Oh man!
But yeah, so that when you hear those groin core injuries, you're like, that like too many things. It's not just like a hammy, right? Where you got a sore hammy, you work out the hammy, you exercise, strengthen the hammy. This is all the muscles that are affected by
they
that.
They might void his contract. I think if he misses enough games, they can do that. He's got weird outs in his contract, and he's already missed 10 games.
That's perfect heat snatching Zion.
On the mini?
On the mini.
By the way.
Hey.
We'll take a break.
Hey, Vlad! Vlad! Damn you, Vlad!
We got to take a break.
We had him!
15
we
minutes
had him
of heat.
The Zion stuff alone, and then you
I think I'm out.
On the cheap? Wait a minute.
On the
time out. On the cheap, no team, no 31, there'll be 29 other teams. On the cheap trying to get Zion.
That's on the cheaps. That's his name. That's his nickname. Tobin on the cheaps.
But it would actually worked out the way he would want it.
He could be free. If he don't play, he ain't helping you.
We'll take a break. 15 minutes of heat. Heat and Mavs tonight. That's next. Bum, bum. 15 minutes of heat here, brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Miami Heat.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Heat back on the hardwood tonight for a couple on the road skis. Heat 14-7 on the year. They take on the rat bastard Dallas Mavericks. They'll always be the rat bastard Dallas Mavericks to me. They get going today at 8:30 from American Airlines Center. I once watched a Dallas Stars game there with Hockman and Crowder when we were there for a boxing radio row. Didn't feel right. I didn't like being in that building. Although the Heat did win a championship in that building. So there was that. But I sat, we happened to sit right under the 11 banner, Leroy. I didn't care for that. I didn't care for that.
And this you were there to see hockey, right?
I was there to see hockey, but you could still see the banners up there. So we were sitting there.
I know, but...
Ridiculous. Anyway, that gets going tonight. The Mavericks should have street clothes playing today. I think he's back.
Who? No, he's been back, bro.
Yeah, he's been back.
Yeah, he busted Jokic's ass on Monday night.
He's so the Heat will get a more healthy, although they still, I think Gafford might not play tonight. So they might have, but we could.
More time from Kalel, or you just put Bam on it?
Well, that's going to be an interesting one because we have seen Kalel's minutes go down a little bit since the return of Tyler Hero, but this is probably the biggest team that they've taken on. So right. I would be curious
might
to see.
Might go Bam and Kalel at the same time?
I think probably at times. I don't think they're going to switch the starting lineup, but I could see them definitely. We'll see more of that, which I think we should.
You know, Cooper Flagg's been playing very well.
He has been playing very well. He's going to be good.
You know what that means.
What?
Tyler Hero.
It could mean Tyler Hero, or it could mean that Davion could mean Davion Mitchell's going to go
you
put
know
on
they're going to mix up them clothes until the right shirt fit. And you know what that is. I mean, like, it's not a secret. Every team that the Heat play, that's what they try to do.
Yeah. I think the thing that's good with this team, though, is, you know, I do think – that it is set up. They do have a lot of protections on that. Like, they do have a lot of good defensive personnel for this team.
They know? Do. They do, but guess what? The old pick and roll, the old, yeah. That always, you always see Tyler Cross. He can spread his hands out and whatever.
Yep.
But my thing is that what the Heat have done is if you want to play that half-court style of offense and kind of pick and roll your way to a mismatch, we're going to boat race you. And so that has been what has happened is that, you know, they get down on their scoring end and try to run that offense, and then he take the ball and run. Now you're down 15. Now you're down 10. And that becomes hard to methodically, you know, find the perfect situation to score on when the other team is just running up and down the court.
Yeah, I did ask Norm after the game this past one about the fit with Tyler, because that was obviously the best game they've all played together, hitting a gazillion threes.
If I told you he was the coach, you wouldn't know the difference the way
he's very buttoned up. Norman Powell, he is very buttoned up. He's right. got a lot of things to say. Very professional. Professional's professional. Pro's pro. Some will call it. But this was Norm on how the offense is all, or how all the starters are fitting together.
Yeah, I think it's getting more comfortable for all of us. You know, every single game is going to be a little different in the flow and how it goes. You know, Bam started off really hot, getting it going, so feeding him, and then Wiggs was getting going, especially early in that first quarter. You know, so it's all about all of us, so, you know, picking our spots and playing off of one another. We play so fast and have so many possessions that, you know, everybody's going to be able to get their touches and find their moments throughout the course of the game. But I think our focus being on a defensive end and being able to get stops and get out in transition kind of fuels everybody, and everybody's kind of able to get going. And, you know, tonight's really good. I mean, all of us scored in double figures, over 15. So, I mean, it's really good when you have so many offensive guys that can, you know, get you a bucket throughout the course of the games in different moments that we can go to and rely on. But I think the more and more we play together, understand, you know, all of our spots and where we like to have the ball, we're just going to keep growing, and the scoring is going to keep coming in bunches. But our focus in that unit is definitely going to be on the defensive end.
Yeah. The thing has been that, you know, you can't take Davion Mitchell off the floor. He's been too good. You can't.
Right.
You can't.
Right.
So, you know.
I mean, and the size thing, for him, it doesn't matter, which is a weird thing, right? It doesn't matter. He gets in everybody's business.
No, he's tenacious. He is. He's really good, and Wiggins has been great too. So, like, it's one of these things where tonight will be an interesting one because, yeah, we could all see that this is probably a team you're going to want a little more size against. So,
right.
What are they going to do? It'll be an interesting matchup. It'll be an interesting matchup. I'm looking forward to seeing what they got.
The only person that you would kind of worry about is because of length is Davion, but he hasn't struggled against guys that have size on him.
No, he was doing great.
Cade
had a good game, but they turned him over 8 times. He took a gazillion shots. Right. And, guy's still amazing, so, don't get me wrong.
Now I'm just looking at Cooper Flagg being guarded by Tyler Hero.
Why? Just because intangible showdown?
I like to see intangible.
Because
you think
the size difference.
It's the CAWB crown?
Tobin?
Yes.
Something. I want to cause controversy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have fun.
All right.
I didn't listen to the show yesterday. I had things to do. Sorry.
That's okay. So you're not obliged.
I'm sorry. Usually I do. Somebody's causing a stink.
Who so? How so?
Oh, my God. You don't know who's causing a stink?
Who's causing a stink? You mean in the NBA?
In the NBA.
Oh, okay. I thought you said in the
Ja.
Heat.
Is it Ja?
The Heat locker room.
It's not Ja. Ja, been talking about it.
Hmm? Oh, you're talking about Giannis.
Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis is apparently being a bit of a social media passive-aggressive move with scrubbing the whole thing.
That's the first sign.
I just don't
think
that's
always the first sign with these kids today. That's always
it is always
first
the first sign. No, it's that look, could be something, could be nothing. It's definitely something, Vlad. It's definitely something, but I mean, let's be real. They're not going to trade him this year. They're going to trade him in the middle of the year. They'll trade him in the summer.
In 2 months, they could trade him.
They could trade him. I'm saying they could trade him, but they're not going to trade him. They'll trade him next year.
And you know what else is gonna help with him not getting traded? Nico. You want to be on the hook for that?
Oh, with how he's playing?
No. I'm just saying. I'm talking about Nico. Was it Harris?
Oh, okay.
Him trading the superstar.
Right. You don't want to be the next. Yeah, so you don't. I think it's Horst, is their guy. You don't want to be the next.
Not if the superstar wants to be traded.
Yeah, that's. The thing is, he's not going to trade Giannis without getting a haul, and it's tougher in the middle of the season to make these trades. So that's why I don't think it's happening until the summer.
Oh, it can happen.
I'm not saying it can happen.
There's
I'm not saying it can happen.
That are willing to offer some good prospects, San Antonio. You know.
Think about this. The two teams on the comeuppance are the two teams that have the most equity to trade. Like, OKC, if they just wanted to get crazy, could go get Giannis.
Sure.
Atlanta could go get Giannis.
Yep.
I mean, but yeah, you're going to get a guard gnome back, and they don't want that.
Yeah, but he's off contract after this year. So, like, if they just wanted to clean the books, they could do that. Here's the thing that's the problem with the Bucks is you're almost in a Clippers situation. Because they've traded so much stuff to help Giannis over the years, they don't have a lot of draft capital. A lot of their picks are out the door. So, like, you can't stink. Otherwise, you're going to be watching all of your picks get taken.
Right.
I mean, you could. It's just going to be embarrassing. But if you were to put Atlanta, for example, Atlanta's got the Pelicans pick this year from the Derrick Queen trade. So that's a pretty good asset. Like, they could basically go and get their – that's probably going to be a top 5 pick. So if they did want to do something like that. As far as the Heat's concerned with Giannis, like – I don't know. Like, they don't have any blue chips like that right now, unless it's Kalel. And like, I don't know, dude.
Don't worry. Wait a week. Your ass will change your mind.
I told you. I think Kalel wears special.
I know. We all. You said that about a lot of guys.
He is special. Giannis is special.
You think? We know.
Bit of a baby. Giannis you get to bounce from the first round a lot, you know. But whatever.
Dummy. Giannis.
He got a chip.
He got the post-COVID chip. It's the most asterisk-filled chip of all time.
Oh, my goodness. How many chips do you have in that time?
Time out. Hold up. I know you're not saying that.
What?
Because if somebody won the title, if some team won the title the year before that in the bubble, you would not be saying that.
It's ridiculous that they actually talk about the bubble more than the post-bubble. The post-bubble was ridiculous. Nobody had a break from those teams. Go look at the conference finals. It was the most ridiculous playoffs of all time.
Hey, what was the year where they did back to back to backs?
That was the year.
That was
post bubble. Yeah,
yeah, because the season bled into the off season.
Yeah, it started in like January. It was dumb.
Right.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
After this.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Want to let you guys know that we got a great show coming your way down here in Florida. It's called Rockville. The Welcome to Rockville Music Festival returns to Daytona International Speedway May 7th through 10th and features Guns N' Roses, The Foo Fighters, Plumbers Crack, My Chemical Romance, Godsmack, and a whole lot more. We got your chance to win a pass to all 4 days. Just text the word Mayhem to 20357. I thought it was Mayhem or Mayhem.
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 Mayhem. M-A-Y-H-E-M. Text that Mayhem to 20357.
Mayhem only exists in May.
That's you guys want those tickets? Text Mayhem to 20357. For more information, go to WQM.com. Tickets also available for purchase at WelcomeToRockville.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply.
Time out.
Don't text and drive.
Did you name it? Is there a rock band named Plumbers Crack?
Dude, no. You don't know about Plumbers Crack?
Wait a minute. And then on Monday, you said another name that was weird.
Did I?
Yeah. Puss? It was something Puss.
Yeah.
Right? You remember that, Leroy?
It's in the liner.
Yeah. No, I know. He's been doing this for
I'm telling year. You. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're coming up with some weird-ass rock band's name.
I'm just reading the liner, Vlad. You can come look if you want. It's in the liner. It's on the liner. You can look even on the rundown. I'm not making this up. You know, I can't throw all the bands in. There's a lot of bands at Rockville. So, I'm just, you know, you guys do
yeah,
it what
Rhino
you will.
Rhino Puss. Yeah. Wasn't it Rhino Puss?
Oh,
yep.
They rock, dude.
Thank you, Rhino Puss. It was yep. Rhino Puss. Mm-hmm. And then now you're telling me Plumbers Crack.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. More to come.
I bet.
At Rockville.
I bet. That's the next rock band's name, too.
They sent Chris Paul home overnight?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Here's the craziest thing. Here's what the headline said. The LA Clippers have informed everyone that Chris Paul is no longer with the team.
Did I just watch?
Like, they didn't cut him. They didn't fire him. They just sent them home, I'm guessing.
Did I watch Chris Paul's last game in person? Did I watch history? Yeah. Is he going to get picked up by anybody?
No.
Look, he's very old. He's very old. He's not very good anymore.
He's also picked up by somebody.
Who do you think? Houston?
Maybe his boy LeBron?
I don't know, dude. Things are not great with LeBron and the Lakers right now. Did you see what happened with him and J.J. Redick the other day?
That was pretty bad, yeah. Like, LeBron, no. You can't be chit-chatting with your boys.
Oh, dude, J.J. Redick, which, listen, podcast boy, mind your P's and Q's, all right? Don't bite the hand that feeds. He's the one who got you the job.
He's not going to bite the hand that feeds. Maybe he goes back to OKC, ends his career.
I was thinking Houston. Like, I thought Houston, because they kind of need, like, a point guard.
Or maybe Charlotte.
Even though he's not right.
You go back to your home state?
Could you imagine Chris Paul and LaMelo Ball? Or Chris Paul and LaMelo Ball on the same team?
Well, who cares? It's only for 4 more months. He's going to retire.
The thing is, Chris Paul's kind of a pain in the ass. And I think that's probably what happened, is he probably called Ty Lue and he says, this is what your response was. Or he probably looked at James Harden and goes, stripper hammies again? Again? Just like Houston? You know something was said. Like, you don't just send the guy. Dude, I understand he's washed. He's on a minimum deal. And it's not like they're home. They just started a road trip. They were in Atlanta. And they tell him at 3 in the morning, or he gets news or gets wind of it at 3 in the morning, I've just been told I'm being sent home. Something happened in that locker room where he told somebody they were soft.
Yeah,
Had to be. You can't just, like, that couldn't have been the breaking point, was Chris Paul.
So he probably, what was it, they lost their 6 in a row to the, when they
something
lost
like
the
that. Something
maybe
like
they
that.
Had a meeting and he probably went off on, yeah.
He probably went off and he goes, look at him. Because James Harden was probably sitting there covered in glitter. He goes, look at him. What are you doing? You're not a professional. You weren't a professional in Houston. That's why we broke up. And now you're still not a professional. And they probably were like, this is not worth it.
For Toby.
That had to have been what happened. Like, it can't just be bad. You couldn't have just realized Chris Paul was washed. Like, that couldn't have just happened.
See, now you just opened a whole can of worms of what might have happened. I think they must have had a meeting. And James, now you're making me think James Harden was like, man, after this meeting, I'm going to, you know.
Chris Paul has not been one to bite. He's not been one to bite his tongue.
And he was near. He was probably not too fond of the fact that after they just lost their 6 in a row, all the guys are going to, like, nightclubs in Miami.
The thing is with Miami, Miami's done this now 3 times in the last 2 years where they have sent teams to player meetings because nobody acts professional in this city. So, like, you lose the Sixers. Was James Harden on that team? No, he wasn't. That was when Joel Embiid got yelled at, probably also at Tootsie's. And they were like, hey, I think Kyle Lowry was the one who started the meeting. Didn't Shams have, like, all the details? He had a mole.
God, Jesus.
And he was like, hey, you're not acting professional. Stop going and hanging out with Astron.
Guess what the Clippers had? Guess where their next game after Miami?
Atlanta.
Is. Oh, come on.
I mean, he's going to. What are the unders today for James Harden?
Come on, bro.
Like, he went straight from Tootsie's to Magic City. Like, he's got the lemon pepper lose, and he's just sitting in the VIP lounge.
The lemon pepper lose.
That might be the name of his album. Straight from Tootsie's to Magic City.
Like, dude, just go, whatever his over-under, bet the unders on James Harden today. What do they have next? What's next on the stripper list? Like, is he making VIP appearances? He's just cleaning up. He goes,
hey, he plays in all. You know, he come on the East Coast trip.
Oh, dude!
I mean, you get the back-to-back Miami and Atlanta. That's like, that's what you want.
I got to look at the schedule. Let's see.
We looking at the schedule.
I am. Where's he heading? Oh no, they got 2 days off, and then they go to Minnesota,
Memphis.
Oh, when they go to
Memphis? Memphis got
you got
Beale
City? You got, yeah.
Minnesota strip clubs?
I don't know. You have to ask Leroy.
Leroy?
No, Minnesota closes at 1 o'clock. and the cops line the streets.
So they definitely staying in Memphis a little bit longer.
And guess where he closes the road trip?
New York?
Houston.
Oh, he goes back home.
You think he got this road trip just with 2 cheeks on it?
Dude, this is like the ultimate James Harden road trip.
He's like, this is the greatest.
He gets two cities where he can rest up from having all the fun in Miami and Atlanta, and he closes it off going back to his home.
Amazing.
In Houston.
So how much you want to bet when he's either in Memphis or Minnesota, he's scoring 50.
I'm sleeping. Yeah, he's going in.
He needs
like
a bounce back because if he's got,
he's gonna score like 50.
He's got 2 days off till the next game. So he'll have a day off to sober up for the Grizzlies, maybe. But tonight,
Desire says Minnesota strippers have coats on.
Point for Twitcher.
Unbelievable.
I ain't gonna lie. It man, cold.
It's probably you go up in Minnesota strip club. It's everybody's got a turtleneck on. We're like, we get the idea. It's too cold, dear.
Instead of tassels, got turtlenecks.
Hey, but check this out. It's well heated. You ain't gotta worry about that.
There's a fireplace by the pole.
Dude.
Different meaning for chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
So here, you know why you wanna know when you know it's warm in a cold place? I'm gonna give you two words.
Point for Vlad.
When you walk into a establishment and they have a coat check, you know it's toasty inside.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Ah, that's a great itinerary for
Chris
Harden.
Crazy. He's wow.
That's the reason why he kicked Chris Paul.
He probably saw, like, I bet you Chris Paul probably saw him coming back from the hotel lobby at like 2 a.m. and he's just like, no, we're not doing this again. And then Ty Lue's like, listen, dude, if you can't handle James Harden being on the strip club tour, you're going to have to go home. He goes, but this is not professional behavior, Ty. Because you know what it is, dude, you know.
But that's, see, old school players don't understand how coaches nowadays are just trying to manage personalities, right? Yeah. You're trying to let them do they, long as you can get the production out of them.
Yeah, but then he's like, yeah, but you didn't get the production out of him. You pinched him 10 minutes into the, 1 minute into the second half. He goes, yeah, that did happen, yeah. You know. But it was Art Basel, you know.
He started sweating and he smelled like Hennessy.
Oh, my dude. I saw I'm sure Davion Mitchell, as soon as he was like, whew, like the first possession, stole that ball, got away from him. It's like, man, you smell like Tootsies. This is crazy.
I can smell the wings.
Davion Mitchell's probably never been to Tootsies because he just spends all of his time in the gym. He goes, what's that? I would bet you, like, if there's one person who didn't know what Tootsies was and they've been in Miami for a long time, it's probably Davion Mitchell. He's the only one.
I don't know about that. Everybody know what Tootsies is.
Maybe.
Maybe.
He's married to the game.
That means he don't step out to Tootsies. We all step out.
Take a break. We'll get you caught up with your headlines, including, yes, the Miami Hurricanes. Screwed. Back after this.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.